It's time for the Daily Sports Dump. And I'm your host, Joe Canale. Yeah, that's right, folks. It's me, your host, Joe Canale. This is your Daily Sports Dump year-end spectacularium. All right, so we're going to put a sound effect in. And now you know that we mean business. All right, 2019, let's get to the jokes. Tiger Woods, we all know him, made the biggest comeback of the year. He came out of nowhere to win his fifth Masters title. Second biggest comeback of the year, white supremacy. Related? I don't know. The Patriots won their sixth title, beating the Rams 13-3. Was it? Really? God, in one of the most boring Super Bowls of all time, apparently. Now, many viewers reported feeling more jerked around than Robert Kraft at a massage parlor. Oh, dear. Well, that's appropriate. The NCAA men's basketball tourney happened again this year. Yes, it did. And all anyone's going to remember is that Duke didn't win. In a related story, it was really a great year in college basketball. Alabama in college football started the season getting blasted by Clemson in the national championship game and ended the year losing a wild game to Auburn that knocked them out of the playoff contention. In a related story, goddamn, it was a great year in college sports. Also, Texas sucked this year, and that's always good in football, but not as bad as Nebraska. We'll get to that later, okay. Oh, and hockey, what? The St. Louis Blues and Brews, boy, that'd be a good name, the St. Louis Brews. Consider it, St. Louis. They won their first ever Stanley Cup, beating the Boston Bruins in seven games. Now, the city immediately declared itself a hockey town, saying there's nothing sweeter than winning a title with a team that is mostly white players. St. Louis, it's on brand. Okay. The Astros, speaking kind of, reportedly cheated their way to the 2017 title, as reports came out this year that they had a complex system in place for stealing signs and tipping pitches. When told of this, Dodgers ace Clayton Kershaw said, "So that's how they knew when I was going to throw all those hanging curveballs." In the NFL news, Antonio Brown, he's been in the news all year. He went from being the top wide receiver in the league to a man without a team, as he was released by the Raiders after feuding with their GM and then the Patriots after being accused of sexual assault. Weird that the Patriots would exercise discipline in that scenario. Anyway, however, he never knelt during the national anthem, so he's expected to be back on an NFL roster by this time next year. Probably off one, too, in that time. And speaking of kneeling for the anthem, Colin Kaepernick, he held a league-wide tryout that many people feel was a publicity stunt staged by the NFL. It became clear the tryout was a sham when the word spread that even the Patriots didn't have footage of it. The Saints were, speaking of cheaters, well, they were cheated out of a Super Bowl berth, not the first time, after the officials missed a horrible pass interference call in the last minutes of the NFC Championship game. Afterwards, the ref who blew it said he received a message from former President George W. Bush, and he said that he'd missed a few important calls about New Orleans, too. I remember. Now, Browns star defensive end Myles Garrett, we remember this, he was suspended indefinitely for swinging a helmet at a Steelers player during the game. Why did we forget who it was? It was the quarterback, Bubby Brister, I think. Now, the league said they were considering hitting Garrett with their stiffest penalty ever, forcing him to play out the rest of his career for the Browns. That may happen either way. Oh, more football. Boy, such a football year. It always is. Indianapolis Colts, you know, their star quarterback, Andrew Luck, he shockingly retired just a few days before the NFL season started because he had a nagging injury, maybe even more than one. In a related story, Patriots quarterback Tom Brady apparently also retired, but he neglected to tell anybody. The United States women's national team won their fourth World Cup, dominating the competition, and then demanding to be paid as much as the men's team. Now, this immediately sparked outrage, as most fans were unaware that the men's team was being paid. And a Canadian team won the NBA title for the first time as the Toronto Raptors beat the Golden State Warriors. Remember that? But America had the last laugh, though, as Canadians still had to struggle to live in a country with free health care, a strong social safety net, and a leader who's not a complete fucking moron. And again, that's taking into account that their leader kind of is a legacy moron a little bit, but everything is relative, right, folks? All right, so those are the jokes of the year. And let me just say that most of the jokes of the year are written by Quincy Miller. I may do a little editing, helping, rearranging, punching, throwing a few in there. But Quincy could have just gone through and found some old jokes from the year that he did. These are all new jokes, folks. So Quincy, nice work, as usual. And now, ladies and gentlemen, since it's New Year's, I'm going to do some resolutions. My personal sports resolutions for this year, okay? And, you know, I hope I can stick to them this time. I haven't been able to stick to any other kind of resolution, but these might be easier. Let's see. First resolution, get my dad to watch more soccer. Or at least get off the internet more. Find something to keep him from going to church and then going to the internet. That's one resolution. Soccer may be the answer, maybe not. Every time he sees soccer, he goes, you know, I ought to get rid of that offside. Maybe I'm starting to agree. VAR joke. All right. Now, here's another resolution. I resolve not to get into a Twitter war with Iowa fans after they beat us again this year. Hopefully they won't, but if they do, I resolve to not waste the entire day after Thanksgiving going back and forth with Iowa fans. Two times this year I've gotten into, like, big Twitter battles. One was just yesterday, my anniversary, and the other was the day after Thanksgiving. In both instances, I think it points to the benefits of medicinal marijuana, as I was deprived it in both circumstances for various reasons for a while, and it ended up turning me into a raving internet maniac. So that's a resolution for that, and also an endorsement for legalization. This year, I resolved to watch Yankee playoff games rather than just record them and check my phone nervously in the thought that I'm jinxing them if I watch the game. It's a very annoying way to be a fan of a team. So I'm going to try to not do that, even though it's been the last decade and 100 years that we haven't had a World Series in that decade. That's okay, though. Last time that happened, Babe Ruth, we all remember what happened after that. So it'll be easier this year with Gerrit Cole, hopefully. All right, another resolution. I resolve to not talk myself into thinking that it's okay that the Giants gifted the Redskins Chase Young, one of the perhaps, well, who knows, but I'm going to say he has the potential to be a defining player for the next 10 years. So I resolve to not talk myself into thinking it was okay they won that game for absolutely no reason and continue to hold it against the Giants and not try to fall into rooting for them. That was the worst victory in team history. But I'm not mad. I resolve not to pay any attention to the NBA lottery since the Knicks are guaranteed to get whichever pick comes right after the good players stop. I'm going to guess number 5, maybe even number 6 this year. So not even going to watch it because we all know how that's going to turn out. Okay, so however many good players they are, just count that number, and then you know the Knicks are going to have the next pick. And, that was all of the ones for this upcoming year, but I did, last minute, want to just get one in and say we had a resolution from 2019 to mention hockey. Well, folks, if you just scroll back a few minutes, you'll notice we did have a hockey joke. So we got that in for 2019. Whew, mission accomplished. Second Bush reference. I feel good. Tomorrow maybe we'll have our predictions for 2020. But I haven't really talked to that with Quincy, so maybe I'll just have to do that myself then. All right. There we go. This is the Sports Dump. Please follow us on whatever, on iTunes, you know, Sports Dump Show, or it's on Spotify, and review us. And rate us, because I think some of the people I got into, you know, that Twitter, those Twitter battles with have been going on and just tanking my ratings just to hurt my feelings. I don't know if that's true or not. I haven't even looked at them, but let's assume that's the case. SportsDump.com has a lot of archived material, so you can go there for that. Just hit that site, and there's all kinds of stuff up there. And I think that's probably plenty for now. Hopefully I'll see you tomorrow, or at least talk at you tomorrow. Bye. Happy New Year to all, and to all a good day.